Hey, sorry, I just went in the bathroom when you called.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, so I'm talking to my Army recruiter, and we're finding loopholes to get me in.
Right.
I need that paperwork to go in, though, that I don't have maintenance leave, because they could get me in with one dependent, which would be 7. They can't get me in if I have all 4, so they're like, we need paperwork showing that you do not have physical custody of me.
Yeah, I just gotta find it. I gotta see if I have it in my computer. I don't know, because I had everything in my bedroom, and everything in my bedroom is in tubs, which hopefully I can unpack everything next week, but I might have it in the computer. If not, I'll see if Lori has a copy.
I figured you probably had it on the computer or something, because I know you always have it close in hand.
Well, I always scan everything in to save it and back it up. I just gotta.
Well, if not,
I have it somewhere. I just gotta find it. That's all.
If not, did you talk to Lori about you guys taking Zen for a little while?
I don't even remember.
Because I have no connections right now with Zen, even, you know, where it's like, okay, well, if I go to basic, I need someone to watch for 10 minutes. Like,
I don't even remember. You know, if I talk to Lori or not. I just woke up. I tried to take like a 2-hour nap, so like I don't remember.
No, you're good. Well, that's the other thing is I'm gonna have to go out to Missouri because like things are getting so flipped and twisted because I'm not there. And Ty can actually physically go to people and be like, oh, look at this, and he's altering text messages. Where it's like, oh no, let them see the original text, Ty. And I'm speaking to my Air Force lawyer, and she's like, Denise, she's like, you need to go out to Missouri. She's like, and it might take a She's like, but you're going to have to get this straight. And I was like, no, totally understand. You know, so it's like, do I leave Zen with my friends over here? Which they already said they would do. So, I'm losing it right now. It's like, Maya is such a freaking liar. Like,
well, how can he alter a text message?
Because you click on a text message, and if you hold the button on it long enough, it will go delete, and you delete that text.
Oh, deleting a text, not hit. But I mean, once you get a text, I don't think you can go in and change the content of it.
No, but he's deleting his text messages to me, so it looks like I'm just texting him. And it's like, no, I have the original messages of him texting me. But he's submitting stuff showing it looks like I'm texting him, and that's not the case. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, then back it all up and print it out. Back
That's
it up and
I'm
print it out.
Do.
Yeah.
Like,
I brought.
Well, and even now.
I couldn't find my contacts. So they're right in front of me. I had them in a case, and I was looking everywhere except where I put them.
Oh my gosh! Wait, he was like Danny, and just fucking take it. Just take it, like. Oh my gosh. Why is Denise going crazy? I'll tell you why.
They're in school right now. They're not even with Lori. They're in school.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I know they're in school right now, but when they get out, they're done with their homework and whatnot. Or...
Yeah, I'm putting my contacts in. Yeah, let me see what time I go down there, because I'm working on the room right now. I just got up, and I got to start working on the room, because I'm trying to get it done this week. So let me see what time I get down there. Yeah, once I get down there, I can do it. That's fine. I just got to start sanding the ceiling and spackling it again and everything else, so.
If not, I'm totally down. Let's move to Knicker Hollow in Tennessee. I'm totally down for moving. And I'm like, oh, what's the property tax in that town? Like,
how'd you find that town?
So I was listening to Howard Stern, and they were talking like people were outraged because it's called Dead Knicker Hollow. And apparently the name wasn't changed until I think 2020 or 2019.
Really? Why so long though?
Yeah, that's why I said it. Because they even chose the name was just recently changed to Birmingham Hollow.
Right, I've seen that.
Yeah, no, but it was
Yeah, nowadays with names like that, you gotta watch. Next thing you know, it'll be burning the town down.
Well, that's what they were saying, that the whole reason they changed the name of the town is because of protests.
Yeah.
They're starting to get a lot of slack. Like, they said if you talk to anybody, you know, who's from that town, I mean, just like Woodland Park, how many people still call it West Patterson?
Yeah, a lot of yeah, and all these southern towns that end in plantation and things like that, or even down where Wendy lives in plantation, that they're saying that they want to change the names because it reflects racism and slavery and things like that. And
oh, did you hear the recent thing? Oh, he's done that. He's undressing and he's what is it? They're telling that they need to start. Okay, so they're already attacking on the Confederate Memorial, right? Well,
right.
Now they're saying they want it to take down George Washington Memorial, even the Washington Monument.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he had 200 rights. Why is no one getting rid of those?
But everybody back then owned slaves.
Right. You know.
Including black people.
Look at freaking Benjamin Franklin. There was freedom of his slaves. He was rich in his slaves. Are we going to take him off the money off? No, I think it's funny because on Howard Stern, he's like, you know what? If you got an issue with the president having slaves, don't use our money.
Yeah, but you can't erase history. All you can do is learn from it and try not to repeat it. They were vandalizing or wanted to vandalize the Lincoln Memorial, and he's the one that freed the slaves.
What's up with Lincoln? What did Lincoln do?
No, Lincoln's the one that freed the slaves, but they still wanted to vandalize his memorial. Let me look for it.
Yeah. Everyone knows I keep trying with the military.
All right, I'll look for it. I might have it scanned in downstairs. I just got to look.
Okay, yeah, like I said, whenever you get a chance, don't get rushed with it.
All right, yeah, because I'm just getting ready to go, and I got to start spackling the ceiling and sanding it down. And I'm trying to get everything done. Right now, the only ones that are in their regular room is the boys. I'm trying to get my room done so I can move back in there now and then finish the other bedroom, so.
Isn't that a change? Now the boys are the only ones that are actually back in their room.
Yeah, well, they got the smallest room, so it was easy to finish.
Right.
So. All right.
Yeah, and you're only one person doing, you know, what a team would be doing, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I do it when I can. It's just every time I start to work on it, something else happens, and then I get sidetracked, and, you know. Shit happens. Yeah, it just depends. You know, it depends on how busy the night is before, you know, like how long of a nap I need to take if I take a nap. And like today, I just took 2 hours, so now, you know, I'm just going to get up and start working on it.
Well, that's even, like, they put me on third shift. Nope. I'm on third shift for a week, and now I'm back on day, so.
Yeah.
If I still have a job.
Yeah. All right, we'll take.
Well, no, it wasn't funny. It was someone made a very nasty comment about me and Ben. I'm not gonna take it.
What would they say?
No, so somebody at my job, you know, made the comment. They're like, oh, can you squat so much after having a baby? I wonder if she's not hot scum.
You wonder if she's what?
If I'm not on meth.
Oh.
And of course I quit. How fucking dare you? Do you know, like, I got enough shit going on. That's all I needed for someone to make a comment like that, right?
Yeah, but they could send you for a drug test. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. You know, and it got to my manager, you know, and he sat down and he's like, Denise, I know you're not doing it. He's like, you know, he's like, I know you have a lot of stuff going on. He's like, but even when you're here, you still. I'm like, because I don't want. Like, I got a lot of issues going on with my mouth. My mouth always hurts. I don't want to. You know, but like I said, I've got issues going on. Well, then the same woman, like, my manager pulled her into the office and was like, well, you can't be saying stuff like that. Like, I can get you in trouble. Like, knock it off with the comments. And the worst part is this woman's, like, in her skin. She doesn't judge me. Okay? Like, she called me a Yankee the other day, where I was like, what? People still use that term? You're going to call me a Yankee? But, okay, fine, whatever. Well, finally, last night, we're getting off shift, and she goes outside to go have a cigarette, and she mentions to one of the other co-workers, who happens to be a friend of mine, but no one realizes that me and her are friends, because when I'm at work, I'm working. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm working. She made the comment. She's like, do you remember when Denise had to miss a couple of days from work because the baby had a seizure? And she was like, yeah, you know, she was like, yeah. She's like, well, I think, she's like, the baby didn't have a seizure. She's like, I think Denise shook the baby. And she was like, what? Yeah, and she, and you know, and my friend, she knows everything that's going on. She was like, Kim, don't even make a joke out of that. And then she's like, well, have you seen that baby? She's like, that baby don't look that cute anyway. She's like, you know, the way Denise acts, you know, she's like, I can see her shaking the baby. And she's like, Kim, you really shouldn't be saying that. Like, you know, trying to tell her, like, don't make accusations, because if that gets to the wrong person, you know, Denise could lose the baby. And right. Then she's like, well, it's not like she has any of her other kids anyway. She must not love her kids. You know, and that's when she was done having a cigarette. And I was over, I'm like putting oil up on the shelf and stuff. And she comes over and she's like, Denise, you wouldn't believe what she said about you. And I'm like, and I said, Jasmine, I don't care. I was like, she's already in trouble for talking shit about me. She's like, well, she said that you shook then. Ryan, I fucking dropped what I was doing and I was storming outside and she's out there having a fucking cigarette still. And I'm like, how fucking dare, like, in the middle of the truck stop. I did not care. I was like, how fucking dare you accuse me of doing such shit? I was like, you have no idea who the, like, and as this is going on, she goes inside. And now I'm just pissed. And I follow her inside, like, oh no, I'm about, oh no, we're gonna finish this. And the GM comes in, and he's like, you know, he can already tell I'm fired up. And he's like, Denise, in my office right now. And he's like, you cannot act like that outside of the store. I was like, I wasn't in the store. I was like, it happened outside the store. And then I start telling him everything that's going on. And he's like, no, that is not appropriate, like, at all. And I was like, you know what? I feel like you're not doing enough as a manager. I'm about to fucking call up corporate. And he's like, don't give me attitude. He's like, give me time to fix the problem. I'm like, I don't want to work with her. I was like, if this is all this woman is going to do, it's trying to make my life difficult, I don't want to work with her.
Right.
So he's like, okay, well, then we'll take you off third. You know, and it sucks because third was more money. But I'm like, but here's the thing. And this is what even I told him. I'm like, you need to just get rid of her because last week, that's the whole reason I'm on third. It's because we had three people quit last week because of her. She makes these nasty comments towards people and they don't want to work there.
Right.
The
special, and it was just like, and I'm like pretty fun, easygoing. Like you can call me a bitch, like ha ha ha. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I can take a lot, but if you're just start saying stuff about me and my kids and why I don't tap them,
right?
You don't even know. Like so, but like, and even the manager said, you say that to the wrong person, she could lose her baby, and you know, and I've already had CPS involved. There's nothing wrong. I'm not doing anything with them. Zen had a seizure. He's still being watched for seizures.
Right.
So, yeah. But now I'm back on days. I just haven't gotten back my schedule. And also, I applied to work at another warehouse. So, hopefully I can do two jobs. One part-time, one full-time. And try to make it a little bit easier. Since I can't leave Missouri. I can't leave Kentucky yet. Which sucks. Because I have places I could work in Missouri. I have places I could work in Montana. Like, and it would be better living situation. So.
Right.
But now I'm stuck here until who knows when.
I know. Well, hopefully 5 months. Did they say it'll be over in 6 months?
It should be. They keep saying it should be because they're giving us enough time. But like I said, tomorrow is, you know, it's a week from when we need to get this paternity test done. Ty hasn't done it yet because he keeps using the excuse, well, I'm in Missouri. She needs to come out here. I'm not going to Missouri. So what, you can set me up so you can try and take Zen? I'll go to Missouri. You're not taking, I'm not taking Zen to Missouri. And this is, and he, like I said, right, he keeps lying so well and he keeps getting away with it. Whereas, you know, even now, if I go to Missouri, I need to notify the Air Force where I'm in Missouri. So Ty can avoid the area. I don't think he's trying to avoid the area. I think he's going to find the area then on that, and he's going to be like, oh, look, she came next to me. I feel violated. Like, you were told not to come here. And like I said, if I go up to Kansas City, why are you coming up to Kansas City? You have no reason to be in Kansas City. You need to be down in Warrensburg, not an hour out of your way up in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So... you know, or like if
they can't just have you go to like Quest or go to LabCorp and give samples and let him give samples and then it all goes to one lab.
That's what my lawyer is trying to get done. But Ty is saying he wants it done physically where he can watch them swab Zen's mouth and swab his mouth. Ty is being super difficult with it because Ty feels like I'm going to mess up the samples. And that's what I said. I'm like, how would I mess up the samples to my benefit?
Yeah, because you're not bringing the sample in.
No, I'm bringing the baby in so they can swab the baby.
Right.
But Ty thinks that I'm going to mess up. And that's even what I said. I was like, how could I... okay, if I was to say swab Zen and then swab another man, it's going to come back negative so Ty then doesn't have child support or anything else to pay. You know? No, I think he's nervous because he knows he's the father. And he's going to, you know... but then, like I said, here's my thing, is I don't even want him on anything because he's just going to use Zen as a weapon against me like he's using Seth.
Right.
So, I don't know. We're going to have to figure it out, though. So, hopefully tomorrow they will figure out what getting the baby swabbed. I don't know.
Well, is it the same judge that's doing the divorce?
What?
Is it the same judge that's doing the divorce?
What about the court?
Is it the same judge that's doing the divorce?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's also the same judge that he has also royally aggravated more than once. So I don't know. Like I said, I just had to get done paying my new lawyer in Missouri. I mean, that's the thing. He's strapping me financially to such a point where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to. And it sucks because, like, I can go to Montana. I can live with my friend. Then I don't have to worry about paying rent. You know, her mom said she would hire me to work for her. Like, okay, then I would have some kind of, you know, a better living situation. I have places I could go in Missouri that I could, you know, live for free. And then I would be right there in Missouri. But now I cannot leave Kentucky. And I have jobs in Missouri. Like, I would get paid more to work in Missouri. Like...
but why can't you leave Kentucky? Just because of the divorce?
The My lawyer said that I could leave. I just need to make sure I can make it back for my court date.
Right, well, that makes sense.
His fear is if I stay anywhere for 6 months or more, I'm then a resident of that state.
Right.
And he's just worried for being Ty's claim, Ty is then going to turn around and be like, well, he's a resident of that state, so now we got to move the court case.
Right, well, what happens if Ty gets relocated or deployed to another state?
I could do the same thing. But that, I'm not even trying to do that, Ryan. I just want it to have it over with.
No, I'm just saying, though, like, because with the military, he goes where they tell him. What happens if they tell him you're going somewhere else right now?
Yeah, well, then the courts would have to understand that. And then if I choose to, I would say we'll move our court case to that state.
Right.
You know, and just, that could be a good thing or a bad thing. But my lawyer feels like, you know, and especially because I'm saying, well, I want to move to Missouri. He's like, you know, Denise, he's like, every time you go out there, he's like, you're not getting good results. He's like, just stay here in Kentucky.
Right.
But I don't want to be in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? I actually have more help in Missouri, like even right now with my Air Force lawyer. Ty is giving them fucked up paperwork. Well, I can't walk in the same day and be like, well, here, let me show you the text messages. No, now it's me emailing people, and then, you know, you see where it's more complicated, where it's like if I was just by the Air Force base, even an hour away from the Air Force base, I could drive up there, here's everything today, versus sending emails and hoping they open it the same day, they remember the case, they remember talking, you know, it's just easier if I'm actually there doing everything.
But now you said that they dropped all the charges or something, right?
So they, according to the Air Force, Ty did nothing wrong. The choking me, the mental abuse, that Ty did nothing wrong. Even with the stuff that he admitted to in the civilian courts, he didn't do. In the Air Force's eyes. So now this is where my Air Force attorney is trying to figure out, because he admitted to it, why is he not being reprimanded for it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you see where it's not making sense? How come in the civilian world? Okay, in the civilian world, you can say, yeah, I choked her. In the Air Force world, you can go, no, I didn't touch her. So he's not going to get in trouble. Like, military-wise, he's not going to get in trouble. But if he's doing jail time in the civilian world, in the Air Force, he's going to be like, well, why is he doing jail time? Because I submitted the paperwork telling you this is what he did. You're not doing anything. Like, it does not make any sense. Like, people are dropping the ball left and right. So,
yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. So now, like I said, that's where my Air Force attorney said, she's like, Denise, she's like, you just need to get a day. She's like, you need to, you know, take a couple of days. She's like, if you can take a week, go up to Missouri, tell his sergeant that you're up there, you know, and sit down and talk to the commander and be like, look, I will show you on my phone. Here is my phone. Here is physically my phone. Look at it. You can see the timestamps. You can see Ty is only giving you bits and pieces of stuff. He's not showing you the whole story. And the commander is only going to go based off of what she's seeing from Ty. I understand that. That's why I need to just go up there and be like, look, here's everything. But my friend out here, she said, she's like, no problem. She's like, I'll watch Zen for you. She's like, just go. You know, but then it's also making sure I take the time off from work and everything. And you know, but even at that, with my job, they're like, we can just send you up there. You can work up there. And it's like, well, I'm getting to the point. Maybe I will go up there for a month, work a month out there and come back, you know, like.
Yeah.
But again, I'm missing time with Zen, and I'm trying to get up to New Jersey so I can see Nathan and Keith. And which reminds me, I got to send them those masks that one of the truckers got for me.
Right.
Yeah. I got so much. Yeah. It's just stupid now. Because it's not like I can't work for a month. Like, I have bills that need to get paid.
Right. All right, well, let me work on what I got to work on here. Because I'm in the room, I got everything ready, and I just got to start. Because if not, I'm not going to finish.
Yeah, no, go ahead, yeah. Like I said, I'll let you know to figure it out. But, yeah, Ty should be out here.
All right. Yeah, let me go. Actually, my brother's calling me. Let me see what he needs.
Okay, sounds good. Right. I'll talk to you later, Ryan.
All right, bye. Hello? Hello?
Hey,
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, no, I'm just on my way home.